Okay. So we started last week, Sherish Harisha. Sherish Harisha, go eliminate Bechlau, Bechlaus, in this minion, in this set called mitzvahs, Shehen, mitzvah, Drabon. That, Keinion, this whole issue, Loi Roy, Lohoi, Lohore, Lohorelov, me Machmas Chutusai, that the Biu, I don't know where it came from. Ki Acha, Shehoya, there's no Hoya, I don't know, that's out, okay. Now, I want to talk about Loshen HaTalmud, okay. And the truth is, this Loshen HaTalmud, the Rambam doesn't use it that much in Sefer Mitzvahs. He uses it in the Hakdoma, referring to this Gemara Makis. He uses it twice more in Cherish Aleph, something like that. And he uses it in Loisa Seps, Ayin Vav, Kufayin Tes, something like that. Ayin Gimel, Kufayin Tes. Ayin Gimel, Kufayin Tes. Okay, say that. So I think what the Rambam is trying to tell you with Lashon HaTalmud, that this is not Stam a Drash, this is something serious, and whether it's a Pirush HaMakubal or it's like the Rambam says in Akdoma to Mishneh Torah that the Talmud Bavli is Kilu as the Kleich as the Hezragod and Loisoso, and I guess Loisoso and Meseira, whatever it is. I'm not sure exactly which Loisoso, what he wants exactly. But the fact that the Talmud Bavli records it, it means it's very serious. Okay? That's Lashon HaTalmud. I think that's what he wants. Okay? Sheish Meos HaShlesh Yisrei Mitzvois Nemo V'Moshe B'Sinai. We discussed this last time. And B'Sinai is in the text of the Gemara in the Kisviyah. It just happened not to be the first. But I don't think that should be bothering us because the Rambam's Gius and the Ramban's Gius is like that. The fact that the person who published Talmud Bavli, you know, didn't put it in, I don't know if that really is Machayev or anything, one way or the other. Okay? Eich Noima, B'dovah Shemidrabon, and Shum Mechlal Aminyin. Because Midrabon, then it wasn't said to Moshe at Har Sinai. That's the assumption. Averunu Olav, even Eish Etol Boy. Rabbim, I don't know where they came from, Toba. Okay? Omanu nechanaka miku megillah, b'chal mitzvah saseh, v'chein mei brochis, b'chol yoyim, v'nichum aveilim, b'kocholim, k'fiyos amek, k'fiyos meisim, b'abot shlachumim, v'chit shub tkufayt. As long as yom ligmo asbo henes ahal. Okay? So he has two separate lists, correct? There's miku megillah, nechanaka miku megillah, and then everything else, correct? So this L'cheira, the first list is a list of historical events. That occurred after Sinai, and because of that there were certain takonos. So everything else over here could have been in Har Sinai, could have not been Har Sinai. The question is, why not, okay? But Ner Chanukah and Mikum Megillah historically could not have been. So that's one separate list, okay? And then the rest of everything else, and the question is how you play it out, whether it's Drosh or whatever it is, but any one of them could have logically been in Har Sinai, okay? That is what he has here. Correct? Okay. Continue. Chametz Saseh. Now, he puts together Ner Chanukah Mikum Megillah. Okay? And L'chaireh, you would have assumed he should put it together. He puts it together here, and he puts it together in Hilchos Chanukah, in Megillah, right? Correct? However, the Halachas Gedolos does not put it together. Okay? And I found just amazing, you know, how he makes his minyan mitzvahs. The mitzvah kumvah say, kuf lamed ches, ne'er Shabbos. Kuf lamed tes, ne'er Chanukah. Then reish, was the end of the list. Umikah Megillah, hari elu, mosayim. Mosayim v'aboyim, v'shmonim mitzvahs, al kolachas men kumvah say. Kolachas v'as kumvah say. So, a priori, looking at this, you would expect there's some relationship between their Shabbos and their Chanukah, whatever exactly is going on. That's not my place over here. And if you like, we can talk about it. I have what to say on it. Why the Baha counts near Shabbos and what exactly it means. But that's not really the subject here, okay? But you would expect that even though, no, whatever reason he counts near Shabbos, somehow there's a relationship, okay? What happens over here is the Urayim flips the whole thing around. I read to you, Urayim. The Urayim basically says that the Ram never, the Bahag never meant, or I assume because he's working after me in the Bahag, or he himself, there was never any Hava Mina to count Ner Chanukah as a separate mitzvah. And look what he writes. He says, like this, it's in Simon Tov Chof Tes, in the Tfus Yoshan, it's Yud, it's Kuf, Kuf. It's Tov Chof Tes or, Yud, or Kuf. Ne'er Shabbos and Ne'er Chanukah. Ne'er Chanukah, Af Al Pi Shi Mitzvah de Rabbonon, the Rabbonon, I'm skipping a little bit, okay? Ne'er Chanukah, af al pi shi mitzvah de Rabbonon, u mitzvahs de Rabbonon, she'ein lo ovois, there's no av to it, okay? Lo bonu li mitzvah. So, lo bonu mitzvah means that it's not in the minyan, I assume. Kalanuha in near Shabbos. It has an amazing expression. Agav Shitva. Just in a, and it's a, you know, it's by accident. You know, just in a, since he was talking about Neiris, he mentioned this also. But there's no logical relationship, and he never meant to count it. V'yan ein la'av le'kasavnu pirusha. So since there's no av and nothing to do, it's a no kibbutz, he's not interested in this. And this really is not serious. So Imamish turns everything upside down. And he, Lechera, if you look at the Sefer, the Urayim, he basically is built on the Bahag, so I assume that he is interpreting this what the Bahag is. Okay? So the Ram didn't interpret like this. But according to the Reim, that's what comes out. That the Bahag never meant to count it, I assume. Okay. Av means that you derive certain things from it, or there might have been an Av in a Halachot Moshe Sinai or something. There's some Sheirish, I assume, I was going to look into this, but I decided to myself, you know, I assumed it means like maybe I know, I should have done more research, but since I like to keep to the topic basically is the Rambam over here, and the Bahag clearly is learning not like the Rambam, that the Bahag never counted Ner Chanukah. Okay? And besides everything else, the Seder over here is very odd to put Ner Shabbos together with Ner Chanukah and then and to put Mikra Megillah at the end, you know, that's the story, okay? So that is the Bahag in Urayim. Okay? Now, Nick.
It has a number at the end of that section, right?
Okay, the number is 200. How do you figure 200? I mean, you can't really prove anything about this because you go through the Mefarshim, how they count it, when you make the numbers. All the numbers that you'll find, everyone has their own numbers. Okay? The numbers weren't there, so we have no clue. Okay? Now, then it says, "Chein mei brachos b'chol yoyim, v'nich mavelim b'kachilim v'kliyos meisim, v'abosh arumim." Okay? Now, abosh arumim, he talks about later in the Shurish. That's about Nevi'im. The question is whether mitzvah Nevi'im also is not in the minyan or not. The Rabbanon, okay. Nicham Avelim Ubika Choylim Ukfiris Mesim. The Ram discussed in Sherish Beis, and there's a drosha about it from Yisroi, okay? And the Ram says it's not even real drosha, so if you don't count, you give a mitzvah to the drosha, then it's dumb to say there's a drosha about what Yisroi said. To make a mitzvah is completely not something you should even imagine, okay? So he discusses these in Cherisheni by Yisra, okay? Now, in Chishuv Tkufais, he quotes Gemara Shabbos, and he says that's not a serious drasha also. The end of Klal Golo. Okay? Now at the end over here, Shmoros HaYoyim, Ligmas HaHalal, here, there's no drasha about it, right? Okay. So he discusses in the Shurish. He discusses Amab HaBosh HaRumim and HaHalal, okay? But we'll see later that this Shmoros HaYoyim, Ligmas HaHalal, he doesn't discuss the Shmoros HaYoyim, he discusses HaHalal, HaHalal doesn't discuss the Shmoros HaYoyim. But here he's really quoting Lashon Halachos Gedolos. So Halachos Gedolos is Shmona Asiyot. Even though Halachos Gedolos is Shmona Echoyot V'layla Echot, which is Leil Pesach, that's Shmona Asiyot. Say that. Okay, there's that. For a different gissa. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that. However, I'm going to think when I want to talk more about this, but the Mei Brachos B'chol Yoyim, there's no discussion, excuse the double negative, nowhere. He doesn't discuss it over here, Shurish Aleph, discuss Shurish Beis. Everything else he discusses, this, no discussion. Okay? So here, you could say that he holds that the issue is so poshut that even if you would count your gimumidas, and even if you count your gimumidas, even if you count drashas, this you can't count, okay? Because the drasha is a drasha of al-tikre. And we'll see about this. He has a separate discussion about al-tikre. The Gemara Menaches, Men Gimel Mabeis, Tanya, Choye Mei Oime, Chaye Vod Levorch, Mei Brochus B'chol Yoyim, Shneem Aviati Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shalom Menoch, Al Tikloi Mo El Mei. So Ramo in Nebuchim, Ramo in Nebuchim, Chele Gimel Perig Mem Gimel, Omo Vesine Zichro En Nebuch, Otoni Bar Kaporo, V'yosu Tiyye Lecho Al Azeinecho, Al Tikloi Azeinecho, Ela oznecha. Malamit shim yishma odom dova muguna yitin etzbo betech ozne. Vani tomeya im ze hatano eitzel elo asichlim kein yachshoy beperish ze aposik. Anyone, how can anyone in the right mind suggest that this is chat in the posik? Put your fingers in your ears when you hear Dovin Maguna. And that's the pshat in the mitzvah of because, you know, there's a mitzvah, a minyan mitzvah. But that's the pshat. Ushayosin, who etzba? Vioznecho, he oznayim? Are your ears? Any choshev, she echot mimi, she sichle sholem, yashav zeh. Anyone who has his equilibrium about him, has his full sense, or any full sense, you know, would never think such a thing. Avohi melitza shir, no amir. It's a beautiful, poetic insight. Okay? But don't do it with pshat. Don't do it with the pasuk. He zibor al midat teva, v'hu ki kmo she'osa loy medava maguna, kein osa l'shoymer. Okay, very nice. U'samach l'posik al tzad ha'moshel hashir. It's a smach. Then he says, v'chein kol ma she'yoymer b'mit roshayis, al tikri kach el kach zeu inyona. So anytime you go for a drosha, al tikri whatever one you want. This is not a serious, it's a melitza, it's a poetic insight, but nothing to do with pshat and pasuk. So, you understand yourself that there's no havamina that this is serious drosha. Okay? So, all things equal, so there's no reason to put in Sherish Beis, okay? Because Sherish Beis, you give them midos or drushes, which are semi-serious, okay? Like Yisro or Makot Mazla. But Al Tikre, there's nothing to talk about, okay? However, you're still not out of the woods, because you understand yourself that if you count the Rabbonins, you can count this also. It's just that the Makor is not serious, but he should have said in his discussion of Hanukkah and Purim or this or that, so you know. So, and the question is actually an argument, because we'll see what the arguments are. So it's very interesting, okay?
He would look at Me'ah Brachos like a new mitzvah de Rabban that's not attached to any of the mitzvahs, like
okay, this, okay, good. So I can, okay, and if you want, I will do this, okay, I will do this, okay. But he didn't bother to make the case. You can make a case, and I'll tell you what you can make a case. The case is that if you open up the Siddur of Satmar, I'm going, if you want to talk about his Barichas next time, okay? You open up Rabam going, and later on, Sefer Manig and others follow him, but the Rabam going opens the Siddur with Me'ah Brachos. It means Me'ah Brachos is the whole Siddur is built on Me'ah Brachos. The Siddur of Amgoy. That's the way he opens up. He opens up David with this, with the Masera that they killed, may it be Yerushalayim, whatever it is, whatever, the Manik, we're tracing down to this person. David Yestuam, was it before that? Was it Moshe? Who? How? But this is what it is, okay? Peseda. It's reasonable, okay? However, and I can embellish a lot more, but this is the idea. You look at the Rambam Mishneh Torah, where does he quote Me'ah Brachos? The Rambam quotes Me'ah Brachos in Hilchos Tefillah. It means it's not in Hilchos Brachos, but it's a subset of the mitzvah of the B'chol, whatever you call the mitzvah Tefillah, okay? And he even mentions it when he talks about, I think it's a Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefillah, if you want me to go, look at it. But he goes through a whole discussion before he really finishes. I think, you know, when he discusses Tefillah Satzibur, he discusses Tefillah Satzibur, And then at the end, he talks about Mincha Ma'ariv. And before he talks about Mincha Ma'ariv, I think he talks about the Meir Brachas. Okay. So it was part of the Chavis Tefillah. So then you can make a case that the Rambam held, there's nothing to talk about over here. Even if it would be a Drabon, it's not a new mitzvah, therefore it doesn't talk about it. But you have to negate it from two angles, as I'm trying to tell you. You have to negate from angle number one, that the drush is not a serious drush, as I'm discussing Sherish Beis. And even if you assume it's the Rabbonon, Mikol Mitzvah Megillah is a new Mitzvah Rabbonon. You have to, if you want to do that, you have to start with the Hakdama to Mishneh Torah. And after the Dina Kotzer, he says that the Rabbonon will Machadish new Mitzvah the Rabbonon. There's no problem about Tesef. He doesn't have to mention their Meir Brachas. And he doesn't mention their Meir Brachas. Because Meir Brachas is not a new mitzvah rabbonah. It's a tack on to mitzvah tefillah. So therefore, if you say like this, there's no reason to count Meir Brachas. Certainly, this is a reasonable explanation of the Rambam. However, everything equal, you would expect the Rambam to make a case about it. He doesn't even say anything. That's interesting. Okay, but saying that. But, there's no need in the Amosayim reference to make a case. Because the Al-Tikre, it doesn't fit in the Sherish. There's no reason to discuss the Sherish Beis. And because the Rambam's, the way he formulates in Hilchos Tefillah, it's not a new mitzvah Rabban. Okay? And it's not like Megillah and Eilvin. You'll see later as the Rambam talks about the Sherish. This is nice, okay? This is okay. So now we basically took care of all these, and we're going to go on now a little bit. Just I want to point out to you, the question is, what's Meir Brachas according to the Bahag? Because you could have made a case, we'll see if you should make such a case, that the Meir Brachas are basically an issue of Yerushalayim. Okay. But, you see, if you do that, then it's not a separate mitzvah. And the more you make Meir Brachas as part of Yerushalayim, the more reason it is that it shouldn't be a minyan of mitzvahs. And the truth is, you will find those that claim that it's part of Yerushalayim. If you look at Das Keni Bali Tesis, he writes like this. He discusses the issue of Meir Brachas that ought to And the Gemara, discussing this Gemara in Chumash when he goes back and refers to it, and he says, when we can't dosh Rabbeinu, t'chayv on levorach Meir Brachas b'chol yom. That's where he ends. So I think what he's trying to say is the way to Mekayim, the Yira, the Moashem, the Zutrisa, that there's an element, a kiyum of Yerushalayim with the Meir Brachas, so that becomes the Milsa Zutusa. And that's l'chayot what he's doing. It's an amazing thing. But if you do that, you understand there's no reason to count it. Okay? However, if you look at the Bahag in his minyan, you get a different approach. Mitzvahs Kuvah said, just look at the Seder. The first one is Kriyashma. Then is Tefillin, Mezuzah, Tzitzis, Umila. Okay? That's until Hey. Okay? Chav Gimel, Ubin Chasamozin. Chav Dalet, Talmud Torah. And he's like, really, you know, like central mitzvahs. Chav hei, mei brachas, b'chol yirin. It's really surprising, okay? If I just threw it in, chav hei, you know, you get, I just want to show you the general thing. And what's after that? Chav vov, kiddush Hashem. Chav zayin, fi avas Hashem. Chof ches v'yiras Hashem. Chof tes v'lavod Hashem l'Hashem. Lamed v'yishova b'Hashem. Lamed al v'yidovek b'Hashem. Lamed beis v'lechid v'drochov. So I'm not sure what happened over here. Because you notice the whole list, Bashem, 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 Lechdrochov, and maybe the Inyan of Meir Brochov is also the Bashem, Tmevorach Bashem. And that's really why he puts it in the group, and it's the beginning of the group. Then it'll be a very interesting thing. But the fact that he puts it before Yiras Hashem is very telling that it's not the Daskeni Baal Tesis. And therefore, it could have been a separate mitzvah. And it's not the Rambam that it's a kiyum tefillah v'chulei v'chulei. Okay? We don't know, is a mitzvah tefillah anyway according to Bahar. Okay, let's not get involved in that. Okay. So, you know, I'll call you over Makod B'Sholem, but it's really out of the purview where I want to do it. We're interested in Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, but it might be sometimes here and there to use the Bahar as a backdrop to get some insight into what he's doing, okay? So the Ram takes this as the drash shemar b'kach al tikre, and he learns the portion that even the rabbanon tzikim tefillah, okay? And the Bahag flips it that it's not a drash, it's not doing your shemayim. Not like the Zaskeni Bali Tesis. And it's the first mitzvah in the Mshur, in the Rishim of mitzvahs, that has nothing to do with the Bashem. And it's to use the Shem as a brocha. It's a very serious thing. Puts before Kiddush Hashem. How?
It's something else.
You see, it's an interesting thing, okay? I understand, but it was Talmud Torah before that, okay? I'm hesitant to talk over here about Birchas HaMozen. Yeah, especially since the Ram, I'm just not sure how, you see, you have to see Birchas HaMozen's Buchal Meir Brochus in the Rambam. So it becomes very interesting. But I'm not saying, we have to understand what this is, okay? Beseda. See, the first question you'd ask yourself, see, I'm not sure. You see, I wouldn't want to say that it isn't required Birchas HaMozen as a bracha, but independent of Chiyum Meir Brochus is a separate Chiyum Birchas HaMozen. See, you might put it before. Why he puts Talmud Torah in between? You know, okay, say so. That's an issue you have to deal with. But I don't think I can get involved in this because that's not really what we're okay. That's not the topic. Really. Now, so basically, since he learns all these drabonon, either because the drasha is not a serious drasha, okay, or b'chal tzrabon, it's not a base of drasha, or this whole list is not nemu moshe misina. So, but two separate lists. One list is drabonon's vada, the other list is drashas, okay? Okay. Now, things get a little interesting over here. We started a little bit last week. It was premature, but we'll see what we can do here now. Okay. Vistakel. Okay, that's the lotion here. It's probably the better translation might be like Hisboinen Vispale or Hisboinen Vizboinen Usma. Okay? So you should be amazed, okay? Now keep in mind, okay, there are two separate things going on. You have the right to be amazed. But amazed, even if you're amazed at something, it's something that you can fathom. It's on the charts, but you know, it's very odd. You should be amazed by it. But at the end of his sentence, he's going even further. Because he says, Hine ein roye she'echod yidme ze oshial machshavta. This is off the charts. Okay, so he has two discussions over here. There's one discussion about being amazed about something, and there's another approach to off the charts. You have to understand what the two approaches are. But that's lechira. You have to just get the framework over here, because you read it, he says, v'zboinen v'spale, and then he has a discussion. He says, that's that. And then there's another case which anyone who's sholem b'sichloi would not even have a mean about. Okay. Say it. Now let's go for it. So he says you have to focus on the lashon nemu l'Moshe b'Sinai. Okay, which is lashon Talmud. Now, if you understand this lashon, you'll be his boinein v'spale, that someone could hear this chazal and still count kriyas halel, miku megillah, and nechanek. That's the first taina. V'yimne kriyas halel sheshibach boi David es hakel yizboch shetziva bo Moshe. But the arguments over here are very different. And you get the impression reading it, the argument about Megillah and Chanukah are very similar. And it's a very different argument than the argument about Halakha. Correct? That's what the words go, according, correct? Two different arguments over here. So the argument about Ner Chanukah Mikra Megillah is a historical argument. Because the reason to be Keveyeh was non-existent at the time Shneimar Moshe B'Sinai. And that's what he's suggesting. He's talking about historical time of Kovu Chacham. Because nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Kovu Chacham. So Kovu Chacham, if it's Bayesheni is not Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. So that's the point. And Mikra Megillah was in between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, okay? I didn't mention it, but it's a historical issue. Both of them, historical facts tell you you can't count. Okay? But then, he starts off with a different thing. V'yim nekriyas ha'halil sheshivach David Esokel Yisboach Chetsuva Mamosha. Tsuva Mamosha, okay? Now, even before we start, there's a very strange thing going on over here. Because before, he talked about Shmon Esayoyim Shigoyim Esahalo, and that was a Nusach of the Alachas Gedolos. Okay? If you look at the Gemara in Eilchim, you'll find yourself astounded that 8 of the 18 are the 8 days of Hanukkah. So you would ask yourself, if Chnei Chanukah is not counted, why would anyone like mine count Shmona Esrei Yom Shegoy Mitzvah Hallel? Okay. So Rambam is very careful over here and doesn't mention Shmona Esrei Yom. Because he says, even Nicha, that we're not talking about Hallel and Chanukah. Nicha! But maybe Hallel Mu'adim is a Teraisa. Okay? And that he can fathom.
Correct.
So he's just very, he doesn't speak about the Shmona Esrei Yom, he talks about Hallel itself. But he says there's a problem. And this we'll have to speak about. He assumes, there's a little portion over here, that, and this is what Ramban goes against him and says, you know, the question is, does Hallel have a Nusach? Okay. So Ramban says, Tefillah doesn't have a Nusach. And he's raised that Tefillah is the Raisa. And whatever you want to pray. Anshik is the good of the Nusach later. But Tefillah is the Raisa later has no Nusach. Because I'm Muslim. The Raisa has no Nusach. There's certain things you might have to say, but there's no Nusach, okay? So that for the same love, for the same reason, you can say Hallel. For some reason, the Rambam learned that the Rav Poshet, you can't imagine Hallel unless with Shirei David. Shiva boy David. Okay, we don't know where he got this from, okay? So he says, true, you can say the Hallel Moadim is a deraisa. Okay? And so what happened? There was a tzivu, a Moshe, okay, about Hallel, but the chefs of Hallel didn't exist. It only became extant when David HaMelech wrote with Shiva Boaz as the Be'Hallel. But you could imagine such a thing. It's a little bit odd. It's explaining Bispala, but it's not off the charts. It's something that it could have happened, okay? See, here if you notice, I mentioned to you last week, there's this Siva by Moshe, is a Lashon of Sarah. It's a Lashon of Hero'o, okay? Because here, let me ask you something. Or he translates Nitzdavu B'Moish, I think, gets a Kapach says, right? Right? Is that correct? Does he have it? What? Nitzdavu B'Moish. Or I think Korach has Shitsuva. Okay. So it's interesting. The tzivui is not to B'nai Yisrael. He's learned Nevel Moshe Mitzinai was a raw to Moshe. Correct? So, there's something missing over here. Maybe that's what bothers him. Because you see later, he flips it. When he goes to Ner Chanukah, he suggests that Ner Chanukah, Miku Megillah, might have been a horror for Moshe Rabbeinu to B'nai Yisrael. Okay. So I could contend to you that I could imagine a horror for Moshe Rabbeinu to Knesset Yisrael being a mitzvah. But maybe his B'nai Mispalil, you see, he can't have a horror to Moshe Rabbeinu to B'nai Yisrael to do something which we don't even have it yet. It sounds a little bit, you know, it's very odd to say such a thing. So the best you can do is you say Tzuvu Moshe, and then it became apparent later, okay? See, he thinks that if the Nevel of Moshe Mitzinai was not to B'nai Yisrael, there's nothing to talk about, maybe. Maybe that's what he's bothered by. But you'll understand yourself, I think he's limiting, he's very careful not to mention Yud Ches Yom over here, because he's ready to deal, as the Ramban learns, that the Yud Ches Yomim basically is Chanukah is separate, and there's a Halachah Mishnah Sinai or b'chal simcha shenitztav bo, then he talks about what the simcha is, b'yom mechaschem or adeichem or shechatsheichem, whatever, okay. Could have been such a thing. Right? So that's maybe why he limits it and he leaves out Hanukkah. Now, you notice that he's very meductor because he says, when he says Shishibah Badov, it doesn't say Kavu Chacham. Because he's saying there's a law to Moshe, and then whenever the Chept, you're just missing the Chesel Hal, whenever it comes into existence, then you're okay. Just thinks it's odd. Okay, and maybe it's not to B'nai Yisrael, maybe that's the issue. But Chanukah and Purim, which is historical issues, he has to say Kavu Chacham. Kavu Chacham really is a Drabon, nothing to talk about. Okay? But you'll notice what he does afterwards. And he says, "Of Yimna near Chanukah, she kavu chachamim, the Bayis Sheni Chemik and Megillah." Okay. Dech Agav, it could be the reason why they mention all three of these things, even though they're different. This you can imagine as a law to Moshe Rabbeinu. This you can't. But in his next argument, after he finishes the intermediate argument, which we're going to discuss next, what's his next thing? He says what caused the Bahag to make the mistake, because he saw the Gemara on Shabbos, Asher Kirisham Mitzvah Zivono Amik Megillah, Asher Kirisham Mitzvah Zivono Lad Ne'er Shachanukah, Asher Kirisham Mitzvah Zivono Ligmar Sahalo. So all three of them, we know they're brachas. And he mentions all three of them. That's the argument. But each one of them, if you discount the bracha issue, each one has a different argument. Okay? Now, listen to this. I want to show you something. First of all, I really made a mistake last week, okay? Kapach does not miss a line here, okay? What he does is he inverts the sentence and flips it around in order to make it more palatable, okay? Rav Chaim Heller didn't even make an attempt, because if you read the sentence, it doesn't make any sense, okay? And Kapach adds in a word without reversing the order, okay? So let me show you how Korach does it. Korach just adds a word. Kapach reverses the sentence. Rav Chaim Heller, just read the sentence, just tell me what it's saying. Look where he has it, the way we have it in our text. Omnom heyois Moshe Nemuloi Besinai Shitzavenu Omnom Heyois Moshe Nemuloi Besinai Kichi Beachas Mamlachta Vikulono Ima Yvonne Kach Bakach Yischaivono Lahadlik Ne Chanukah. So what's Omnom Heyois? You understand what that means? Omnom Heyois Moshe Nemuloi Besinai. The words, they say Yiddish Ein Vor Klappen Bin Sveten. Okay. Then he throws in at the end this sentence the Rambam has. Hine eini loya she'echo yidmezeh o she'al machshav. It's off the charts. You can't imagine this thing. Anyone can think such a thing. But the words don't make any sense. Okay? So Korach goes like this. He says, avo, and then he puts in a word which is not there, and he puts it in brackets. Avo lachshav. Shemoisha Nemuloi Besinai Sheyitzave. This is what was said. So then you can read it, okay? And you can keep the sentence order the way it is, but you have to add a word, okay? And because the way it's written over here, there's something missing. Because you don't know what's on the Heyesh, you don't know what's supposed to happen, okay? So something's missing, but it didn't bother the translator. He left it like that, okay? So what Korach did is added the word Lachsha, okay? And what Kapach did is flipped it. Look what he did. V'eini seiva shid yidma mishuhu o shiala liboy. Okay? Which is the second sentence. And he puts it at the beginning. Okay? This is the sentence which we were looking for. Okay? He flips it. Okay? Shenema lemoishe besinai shitzavo oisanu shim besef malchusenu yare lonu. That makes sense. Okay, look, the lachshev of Kalach also makes sense, but this, the way it's written over here, you don't know, you can't make heads or tails of it. Okay. I'm not interested in all this. I think now you understand what the sentence says. Okay. I want to focus on something else. There's an amazing thing that happened over here. Because you noticed before, he talks about Ner Chanukah in Bayis Sheni. Okay? He doesn't date it. He says sometime in the second Bayis, which is all you need, because in Bayis Sheni, it's not in Sinai, so that's all you need. Here, he has a discussion about Malchus. And he's flipping the argument b'chal. Ki kishiyiyeh. And you notice something else. He doesn't mention Kovach Chacham over here. The world turned around in many different ways. Okay? So I'll tell you what I think over here. First of all, what does he want with this? Okay, I understand the Ramban, that you know, but you certainly call it the Ramban, you know, there was a taina that they were mechadish the malchus, but that's not that. The Rambam, the pshat over here is like this, okay? Correct? It's an amazing sentence, right? But you see, you can't appreciate it unless you flip it back to what he did before. First of all, what is loyala adas? You notice, leaving out Kovach Chachamim, he says Yischayev, the chiyuv will be chal mimeila, because of the tzivu in the hora. This tzivu is also a sera in the Arabic. There was a law to Moshe ben the Knesset Yisrael, ben Yisrael. That could be a mitzvah. That at the time that if X and Y will happen, then you be mechuyim in a mitzvah. And he drops off from Kovach Chachamim. Because this could be a real argument. But the Chacham says that no one in the right mind would have such an argument. That it was a tzivu. He says, Loyal al-das al-libo echot. That's what he's flipping everything around, okay? It's not a Kovach Chachamim. That's what he's chayiv. It's a chiyuv d'mamela, okay? That's what he's trying to do. The question is, what did he pull out of the hat? Mahusein. Because you look at the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, Hilchos Chanukah, a chelik from the Nes of Chanukah was the Hachzoros Malchus Yisrael. And that's the Rambam. That's what he says. The Rambam says like this. In Perek Gimel Alocha Beis, you call Yisrael Al-Oiveyim, V'ibdu, B'chamisha, V'esrim, B'chodesh Kislev, Hoya, but then he says like this. He says, So the Rambam is the culmination of the Nes, which was Machayiv in Chanukah, was the Achzoros Malchus Yisrael. So if that was the Machayiv, so the Siman that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Yisrael was Chazoros HaMalchus. And that's what he did over here. And it's a Chiyuv de Memela. But he says, Lo Yala Das, that someone in the right mind could have said such a thing. But that's the argument. Because look at Sayyid Rambam, okay?
But the Pasuk doesn't read that well.
What?
The Rambam doesn't read that well, because here it says, it sounds like the story is Ba'achris Mamachtenu, then there will be a Mais with Yivonu. It's not that.
One second. He says, Kishiyah Ba'achris Mamachtenu. One second. Here he says like this. Kishiyah. One second.
It sounds like before the Yevonim there was Achris Machus.
This is no. But there has to be Kishiyah Biachris Malchusenu. Okay. So what is the Malchusenu? What is the Malchusenu? There was no Malchus at the time before the thing. So he means the same way, okay, the same way the Rambam says in Perek Yirah Hilos Melachim. I think he talks about Melach Mashiach, and he talks about him starting a war, and if he's the Melachim Melchas Hashem, so you see it as a Melach. So basically, these who are Melachim Melchas Hashem, they're successful, that made Achris Malchuseinu. It's not, it can't be before. If it's not, you understand, there was this. But when this Malchus was Matzliach, see, the Ram says like this, the Ram says, if he's Boyne Beis HaMikdash and this and that, then it's Mavade, he's Mashiach. But if he's Loichim Luch Hashem, it's Macheskas, then he's Mashiach. So the same thing over here. That if they did, at Kol Zman, that they were Matzliach, they were Macheskas, but when they had the Ne'er and they vanquished the Yevonim, then it was Vada. And that was the Kaveh, that was the Kaveh of the Malchus L'Chayim. That's what I would say. You see, even I still have another problem. I hear what you're saying, okay? I think I can get out of that with the Rambam Hilchos Melachim, and I think it's a Perigid Aleph or Yud Beis or something like that. That I think is okay. That we can live with, okay? But the problem is like this, okay? If you look at the Rambam, you ask yourself, why is there a yontif of Chanukah? Okay, the Rambam's the Kol. You may simchan hara. Okay, so you say there was a nitzachim. They were lochatzum, right? Salahem, the apostle monim of Bnei Seim, the Mainom, whatever. Okay, same. Okay. So there was a you may simcha v'hara. Excuse me. You may simcha v'ido. Okay, Beseder. That's all nice. We ask, what's the Mechayim? What look is near Chanukah? That's not the Nitzachim. That's the fact that he talks about the Hadlokah in the Heichal and the whole story, correct? So to say there's a mitzvah look is near Chanukah, and it depends on Nitzachim over here, and that the Hem of Melech is a little bit odd. That's the oddity. You know, what you're saying correct is odd, because the Yevonim, they started, Kilu, do you call it Malchus? Then you don't call, because maybe you only call Becheskas Melech, only because it's Malchus Beis Dovid with the Rambam over here. And I don't know exactly how you do it over here, okay? But I can imagine it, okay? But that is Mechayiv, can I ask you something, okay? The Nitzochon of the Yevonim, was they were Menatzeach, and then they came into the Mikdash, right? That's what he says. So at that point, when the Menatzeach, there was no Mitzvah Sneh Chanukah. The Mitzvah Sneh Chanukah was only because of this. So I just don't know how you mischai Memela. What's it? It's a Sneh Chanukah. What did he say exactly? Because he says, Nel Shitzivonu, Kishiyeh Ba'achas Mamgum, V'yikol Lono, V'yivonu Kach V'chach, Yischayiv Nonu, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. So that I don't get.
So it would make more sense just to say hallow. Meaning just the chiluk of Hallel?
You can talk about Hallel, you can talk about whatever you want. That's Yemei Simcha, because the Ram Sheet is the Machai from Hallel is Yemei Simcha Yisera. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is the Gemara says, Sifre Chayim, Sifre Tuchah, the Ram learns that it's not Yemei Simcha Yisera. But Chanukah is Yemei Simcha Yisera. And the Machai is because of that. So I can imagine Hallel. That I can imagine. But he's not talking about Hallel. He's talking about Lokas Nechanukah. So I don't know how the argument, unless you're trying to say an argument which no one in the right mind would say, but then why is it, so why introduce the Malchus or something like that? I don't catch it exactly. See, I can imagine the Yigitah Lok is Nechanukah as a Lok of Nitzochin, and nothing to do with Mikdash. And maybe that's what he's ready to accept the coin. I don't know what happened. But the Rav Mishneh Torah, the Mitzah Lok is because of Mikdash. It's true there was Nitzachon, that was the Yontif. I'm not sure what happened over here. Okay? Okay. Big one, Yevonim Kach V'Kach. But it's very interesting. Hello? You have to understand. The Nusach of the Hurrah, that's what he says, no one would ever imagine things. There is a law for Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the law, that's the Serah Srana, okay? For Moshe Rabbeinu to Bnei Yisrael, and it was a Kabbalah. Keshiyer b'achris mam machteinu, v'yikulon and Yevonim. It's Yevonim also in there. So there was a Kabbalah by Yevonim, and it's a Kabbalah achris mam machteinu, and then it's a Chila lo kezechad. As he says, hinei eini loye she'echod yid b'zeh, and that's very true. But you see, that's not the argument. He makes this argument only by Chanukah. You see, in Chanukah, he has two arguments. One is Kavu Chachamim, because see, in Hallel, he never suggested the Kavu Chachamim. He just said historically, there was no Hallel. He didn't Hallel of David. But over here, he has two arguments. Either historically, he can't talk about when Kavu Chachamim is an historical event, so it's nothing to do with Maimon Har Sinai. And if you say it's not Kavu Chachamim, this Chayiv is Memela, you have to assume so many things that it becomes logically absurd to assume that there was such a thing for Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the second argument. Okay? Then, that's when he goes on, he puts everything together. Uma Shiuli Shevir Elzer. You see, the truth, I want to add one thing. It's not, you see, it is a not. See, you cannot say exactly what I said, because the Rav says, Minu melech min ha-kohanim v'chozo malchus li-Yisrael, yes, al-mosayim shona ad chuban abayis ha-shad sheni. So you can't say that the hachzoz ha-malchus for the 200 years, where the Rav sets it up, was the Mechayim Chanukah. It's very interesting. They have Chanukah before. They had Chanukah afterwards. You have to see what the Rambam is saying over here. But see, over here, you don't get the impression it's the culmination of it. It's just the return of the Malchus. Ba'achas mamchotenu, v'yikulon and yavonim. There is a Malchus, and there's yikulon and yavonim in the Malchus. Which is part of the Nes, but it's not the culmination of the Nes, so you don't know what you have, really. And then he goes back. Well,
how would you know what Achris is? How would they know at the time that's Achris?
I understand that. The Achris is a very, very strange word. I want to point that out. Correct, 100%. The Achris is a very strange word. Achris Malchusenu. What exactly does it mean? You only look at Achris Malchusenu in retrospect for the end of the bias. So you look at this. So I'm not sure exactly how you look at it, okay?
Okay.
What? Sof Machu said, but how do you know it's Sof? It's the same thing. Sof the Achris is how do you know that's the end? How do you know anything? You only look at it historically now that there was no Malchus that came back just since then. So now you can say it. Say it.